Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She did bakaboko bakasi ilika bakashi. Hallelujah. She did kidiboko bakashi kidikura bakasi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, we love you, Lord, we love you. And Lord, we love you, Lord, we love you. Lord, I love you, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Shiri boko bakashi kidi kura bakashi kidi kura bakase. I adore you. I adore you. I adore you. I adore you. I adore. Shikiri bakara boko bakashi kidi kuri bakabakashi kidi kura bakase. I adore you. Kuri bakara boko bakashi kidi kuri bakara boko bakashi kidi kura bakase. Lord, I lift your name in all the earth, O God. I lift your name in all the earth. Shidi karabo choko bako bakashi. I lift your name. Shidi bodo korabata kashi. Tedere korabata sadiririririri. I lift your name. Shidi bada karabo ko bakashi. Tekidi kuri bada karabo choko bashi. Kidi karabata kashi. I lift your name. Shidi bada kura bata karabo choko bashi. Kidi kidi kura bata kashi. Kidi kidi kura basi. I lift your name. Shidi bada bato ko bakashi. Kidi kidi kura bata kashi. Kidi kuri basi. Dada. I lift your name. Shidi baya karabo choko bakashi. Didi baya karabo ko basi. I lift your name in all the earth. You are holy, 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 and you are holy, you are holy. Karabutoko bashi, idi karabate kashi, idi kiri korabate kase, didi kamba karabutoko bashi. You are righteous, shidi baya karabutoko bashi, didi kiri karabutoko bashi, didi. You are righteous, shidi baya kabuko baya karabutoko bashi, idi kiri korabate kashi, didi. You are righteous. Shiri barabu toko bashi de kiri kura bata kashi de karabu toko bashi de. You are righteous. Shiri barabu toko bashi de kiri karabu toko bashi kiri karabu toko bashi de. Amba karibari barabara karabu toko bashi de karabu toko bashi kiri karabu toko bashi de. Amba tikiri bata kashi kiri karabu toko bashi de karabu tadi de bashi. kashe da karabo ko basa da makaraba ta kashe da da karabo to ko basa da da karabo to ko basa da da karabo to ko basa da makareba ta kashe da 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 karabo to ko basa da 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 karabo to ko basa da 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 karabo to ko basa da. You are righteous, you are righteous, you are righteous, you are righteous, you are righteous. Shiri para karabu toko basa dedi. You are righteous. Rabati kiri kore bata kasa ndi de 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 kora bata kashi de de de. No other name. Shiri bata kase. But the name of Jesus. No other name, Rabatakashi Edeke, but the name of the Lord, Makari Batakashi Edekarabukos. No other name, but the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He's worthy of glory and worthy of honor. And worthy of power and of praise. Sharabata karabu tuku bashe de 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 karabu tuku bashe de 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 kada. By the name of Jesus, shiri barabu tuku bakashi de kiri korabata kashi de 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 korabata kabuku bashe de 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 de. Ambakari bati karabu tuku bakashi kiri korabata kashi da 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 karabu tuku bashe de 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 karabu tuku basa da. Ambakari bati kashi de 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 karabu tuku bashe de 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 karabu tuku bashe de 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 de. Ambakari bati kashi. The carabo took up ash, the carabo took up ash, the arabati carabo took up ash. Rimba de Karabata Kashi, the Karabo to Kobasha, the Rimba de Karabata Kashi, the Karabo to Kobasha, the Karabo to Kobasha, the Karabata Kabasha, the Mokurabati Kashi, the Korabata Kabosha, the Karabo to Kobasha, the Ambati, the Karabata Kashi, the Karabo to Kobasha, the Karabata Kashi, the day. My Father, my God, you do so much, you do so much. Eri Karabata Kashi, the Karabata Kabasha, the day. Mokoraba Takasha, the Karabatasa, the Basha, the Kara, Ambati, the Kerekoraba Takasha, the Karabu to Kubashita. You've done so much for us. We are so grateful. Rimbasha Karabutusi. I just say thank you, Jehovah God. Thank you for your doing. Thank you for your hand. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your grace, oh God. You have been gracious to us. You've been merciful to us. You've covered us. You've kept us. You've watched over our lives. You've been our Father. Our portion, our all in all, Jesus, we look unto you. You are holy, Rabatakasha, da Karabotokobasha, da. We look unto you. You are gracious, Sharabati Karabotokobasha, da Karate, da. You are gracious, Ribasa, da Karabotokobasha, da Karabotokobasha, da. On our own, we can do nothing. On our own, we are nothing. Rabatakasha, da Karabotokobasha, da. And thank you, Ribasha, da Karabotokobasha, da. Thank you for your grace, for your mercy. For your kindness, thank you for what you have done, for what you are doing in our lives. Ambakarabatakasha, You do mighty things, Jehovah God. You do glorious things, O God. What can we say? Thank you. You've been a good Father. You've seen our hand. You've seen our power. You've seen your faithfulness, O God. You've seen your walk with us. You've seen your guide us. You've seen your direct us, O God. We need you more and more. We need you more and more. We need you more and more. Oh, precious Lord, you are holy. Precious King, you are worthy. Precious Redeemer, you are faithful. Rabba takasa da 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 karabu tuko basa da. Amba kashi da 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 kerebo tuko basa da 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 karabu tuko basa da 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 da. Arabu tuko basa da 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 da. I need you more and more. Rabba takashi da 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 karabu tuko basa da 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 karabu tuko basa da 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 da. Amba tikerebo tikerebo tuko basa da 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 karabu tuko basa da ka da karabu tuko buko basa da ke da. Amba kashi. Thank you for this new day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your hand, for your mercy, for your faithfulness, O God. And we have seen your hand. We have seen your faithfulness in our lives, in our families, O God. We've seen your grace and favor in what we do, God, in our workplace, O God. Thank you that we have jobs. Thank you that we have opportunities, O God. Thank you that we have businesses, oh God. Thank you that the things that you're doing are working out, oh God, that you're working out all things in our favor, oh God. Our hands are on you, our eyes are on you, our trust is in you, our future is in you, our hope is in you, oh God. You are bigger than the systems of men, you are bigger than the doings of men, you are bigger than the desires of men, oh God, because in you there is fullness of joy and mercy, in you there is grace, in you there is power. We look unto your divine presence, oh God. You are a faithful Father. You are a faithful God. You are a faithful King, oh God. You do mighty things in our lives. You do mighty things in everything that we do. Rabba takashi da 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 karabu tuku bashi da 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 da. Ambari karabu tuku bashi da kerebu tuku bashi da 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 karabu tuku bashi da 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 da. Ambari da 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 karabu tuku bashi da da karabu takashi da 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 karabu tuku bashi da 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 da. Ambari da 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 baya karabu tuku bashi da 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 karabu tuku bashi da da da. Arabu takashi da 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 karabu tuku Indeed, you guide us, you protect us, you watch over us. Your presence, your hand, your favor, your grace is all that we need. Your mercy is all that we need. Your favor is all that we need. Your grace and faithfulness is all that we need. You keep and sustain us. You keep and watch over us. You keep and encourage us. You keep and direct our steps, O God, our Jesus. And indeed, in you we can find all our strength. and quick and find all our hope. Oh God, healing is in you, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Healing is in you, the God that does the impossibilities, oh God. Nothing is impossible with you, oh God. Our hope is in you, our trust is in you, our defense is in you, oh God. Our life is in you, our destiny is in you, our thoughts are in you, God, oh God, Jesus. The Lord, you are more than enough. You do mighty things, Jehovah God. You do mighty things, King of Kings. You do mighty things, Lord of Lords. You do mighty things, precious Savior. You are gracious and mighty. You are gracious and holy. You are gracious and excellent. You are gracious to deserve to be praised, honor, and adoration. Oh God, oh God, Jesus. You are faithful, oh God. I thank you that you're fighting our battles. You're fighting our battles, oh God. You're fighting the desire, the things that we need, oh God. You're working on our lives. You're working behind the scenes, oh God. And I'm grateful for that, oh God. I am grateful, oh God. I am grateful, oh God. And even when I'm not seeing it, even when you don't see it, even when you don't understand it, we know that you are working for our good. That all things, they work together for the good of them who love you and are called according to your purpose, oh God. I thank you this morning for the church. Thank you for the growth of the church. Thank you for the thousands and thousands of people who are meeting to honor you, to praise you over this day and over the coming Sunday, oh God, oh God, Jesus. I thank you for the teaching of your word. I thank you for the preaching of your word. That your word shall come forth in power. Your word shall come forth in grace. Your word shall come forth in wisdom, O God. You shall release your mercies in a special way. Rabatikasha da 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 karabu tukubasha da 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 da. Marabatakasha de 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 karabo toko bashe de 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 karabo toko bashe de 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 karabo toko bashe de 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 rekarabatakasha de 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 karabo toko bashe de 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 rekaribatakasha de 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 karabo toko bashe de 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 karabo toko bashe de 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 ribasata ta karabo toko bashe de 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 karabo toko bashe de 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 karabo toko bashe de 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 amba karabo toko bashe de 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 karaba ayarabatak Kashi did the Karabo to Kobashi, did the Karabo to Kobakova, Kashiki, the Kid, the Karabo to Kobashi, did the Kid, the Kada, Rimba Takashi, did the Karabo to Kobashi, did the Karabo to Kobashi, did the Kara, Rikariba Takashi, did the Kid, the Karabo to Kobashi, did the Kid, the Karabo to Kobashi, did the Amba Karabo to Kobashi, did the Kid, the Kid, the Koraba Takashi, did the Araba Takarabo to Kobashi, the Kid, the Karabo Koraba Kabakabakara Kabakabashi. And oh, you are a king. Korabatakashi de de karabatukobakashi de 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 de. Are you alone of my heart's desire and I long to worship you? Korabatakashi de 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 ka. You alone. my strength, my shield. Shiri barakabakobasa da 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 da. To you alone may my spirit heal you. Alone are my heart's desire and alone. To worship you, Kurabatakashi, Gidi Gidi Kurabatakashi, Didikara, as a deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire and alone. To worship you, Kurabatakashi, Dikidi Kurabakashi, Gidi Gidi Kurabakashi, Didi. You alone are my strength, my shield. Oh my God, to you alone may my spirit heal. You alone are my heart's desire and I long to worship you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this morning. I thank you for the teaching of your word. I thank you for the revelations that you intend to speak to us. I pray that we shall understand it, that we shall grow from grace to grace, and we shall get to know the truth of that which you have desired to teach us. And I know that, Lord, you're here. Teach us in a language that we understand. Speak to us in a gentle voice, that we know your voice and that we are not able to follow the voice of a stranger, because your voice is truth and your words are true. And indeed, may your spirit communicate spirit and life to us. And in our midst, we are grateful, we honor, and we adore you. Thank you for my listener. Thank you for every need that is before them. The Lord, may you answer it in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that, Lord, you're going to establish for them plans, directions, purposes, release of anointing, release of grace, release of your spirit, that they shall have ideas, they shall know what to do. And indeed, where there is trouble, you shall make a way of escape, O God, because you say in your word, no temptation has seized us except that which is common to man. And in it, you are able to provide a way that we can stand up under it. I pray that you may provide a room of escape for my brother or my sister that is trapped, that feels there is no future. I pray that you provide a way of escape, because you are faithful and there is no one else like you, God. I honor, I adore you, and I magnify your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. So thank you. This is Spirit and Life. I know it's another chance that we have to listen to God's word, and we shall be continuing on our study. We've been looking at the book of Romans. And yesterday we looked at the spirit of adoption as sons of God. And as I mentioned, that God calls us his father. God is our father, and he calls us his sons. And the beauty of God is that he desired to actually have sons. You know, God dwells in unapproachable light. He dwells in light. He is light. He is love. He is, you know, he's majestic, that no eye has seen him. But for him to be known, and for him to be known, his word became flesh. And so Jesus became the express image of God. And that is why in Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3 tells us that God's revelation, God has chosen to reveal himself through Jesus, because Jesus is the express image of the Father, his express likeness, his express representation, because God was pleased that all his fullness to dwell in bodily form. So Jesus is not like half God or a percentage of God. Jesus is fully God, that God was pleased that all his fullness to dwell in Christ in bodily form. So when he came, he was fully God, but clothed in flesh. And so he, the Son of God, the revelation of God every understanding of God that we need to have, we need to see it in Jesus Christ. That is why every word that Jesus spoke was so important, because his words became law. His words are life. His words are spirit and life. And his word either brings healing or condemnation. His word either brings direction, or if we reject it, then it leads to death. Because Jesus showed that he had the power to forgive sin. He had the power to heal every disease. He had the power to teach God's word. He had the power to know everything. And he revealed every attribute of God that we know it. And yet also, he was also fully man, in that he took on the form of man. He humbled himself. The Bible says, who in Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5 to 9, it says, let your attitude, let your mind be like that of Christ, who being in very nature God, or in very nature equal to God, did not consider it as robbery, but he humbled himself and was found in appearance as a man. And he took on the form of a slave, and he even humbled himself further, and he died on a cross, a shameful death. And therefore God exalted him and gave him the highest place in the heavens, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee in heaven and on earth shall bow down. So everything that has a name, it might be cancer, it might be poverty, it might be lack, it might be attacks, it might be demons, as long as anything has a name, there is a name that is above every other name. And that name is the name of Jesus. And that is why anytime you're in trouble, anytime you need help, anytime you need the assurance and the comfort of a father, you can cry out to God and just say, Jesus. And so when you are a son of God, when you have an understanding that, and when the Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit that you are a son of God, you are a child of God. That means you have received the power, the right to become children of God. Then that is a place of authority that you must be aware of. It is one thing to know that you have been adopted as a son, and this adoption happens through the price that Jesus paid. Remember, adoption, someone has to pay the price, or someone has to make a legal process and pay for you, or rather sign that they are ready to take full responsibility and full charge of your growing up, full charge of your school fees, full charge of nurturing you in care, and full charge before the government and or before the church that they will raise you up in the knowledge of God. They will raise you up according to the right standards, and they will not deny anything that is of benefit to you. And any parent that has chosen to adopt a child has considered the cost. So God, our Father, considered the cost that is necessary to adopt us as his sons. He considered that cost fully, and he realized that the only way that I can reconcile man back to me is to reconcile man through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this is something that he hid in a mystery. He hid it in a mystery, meaning that even the devil was not aware of the plan of God. Because the Bible tells us that if the rulers and principalities had known of this secret mystery of God, of this secret wisdom of God, they would not have crucified the Son of Glory if they had known. But you see, the devil is limited in his knowledge. He does not know everything. It is only God who is all-knowing, and that is why the devil waits for us to see what we are doing, to say what we are saying. Then he knows the areas of attack. But the more that we are sensitive to know
what God is saying, the more that we are sensitive to hear his voice, the more that we are sensitive to walk with him, there are things that God will reveal to us that are just for us. There are things that God will speak to us that are just for us. There are things that God will seek to reveal. The Bible says the secrets of the Lord, the secret of the Lord, the counsel of the Lord is with those who fear him. And as you continually walk with your Father, what you develop is an intimate relationship with him. Now, in the natural, a father and a son relationship means that is a relationship that cannot be broken because you are a son. And when you are a son, you don't lose your sonship to your father unless you decide to declare, not only by your words, but officially you go to the courts and you declare that you are no longer a son of your father. Now that day, then you become an orphan because you do no longer have a father. And sadly, we have many sons who have God as their father, but have never acknowledged that he is their father. Many Christians are living as orphans. Sadly to say, because Jesus told his disciples that I will not leave you as orphans, but I will ask the Father to send you the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, who will live with you and he will be in you. The world cannot see him and cannot accept him because they neither see him nor know him. But you will know him because he will be with you and he will live in you. And this you can read from John 14 and onwards from the whole chapter. You will see how God's promise for the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is a spirit of adoption, is a spirit of fatherhood, is a spirit that shows us and that reminds us that we are loved of God, that God is concerned for us, that God loves us, he cares for us, that God, whosoever believes in his name, shall not perish but have everlasting life. So my brother, my sister, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you acknowledge your sin and when you consider that your life is worthless without God, your life does not have direction without God, your life trying to achieve righteousness is filthy rags before God, and you come to God in surrender and in submission, and you say you are a sinner, you ask God for forgiveness, and you put your faith in God, then from that very moment, you become a child of God. You become a son of God. And I want to tell you that the position of a son of God is the highest position in the heavens. You know, we ideally have three heavens that the scriptures tell us. We have the first heaven, which is the sky, which is the natural world. So what we see is that man operates in the first heaven, in that we see the heavens, the sky, the natural environment. And in that heaven, man and his systems are in control, in that the countries that have the most powerful systems, in that men that have a rich, that have power, which is a form, men that have money, which is a form of power, men that have a strong, men that have weapons, they control, and men that are educated, men that, you know, have abundance of resources, men that have something extra, rule over the affairs of those that do not have. And this is a system of the first heaven. So what we see that in the heavens, authority or power is given to those that take it. Or rather, power is not given, but power is wielded by those that have some form of power, and they rule over those that don't have it. And that is how the systems of the first heavens operate. Now, I want you to understand, then there is a second heavens. And this second heavens is the place where the devil and his demons operate. Now, you must be aware that even the devil is not the strongest of the demons. He's not the strongest of the angels, and is not even the most wicked of them. Because, you see, when the angels fell, some were so wicked that they could not be released. They had to be tied and to be chained in in bottomless pits, waiting for a time where they shall be judged. So there are those that were already judged, and the Bible tells us, even in the book of Jude, that those ones that lost their place are locked up. So you can see that the devil, in essence, actually, he is not the most powerful of the demonic angels, but he is their current ruler. Why? Because he is a deceiver. So in his deception, he has managed to fool, he managed to convince a third of the angels in heaven to follow him. And as they followed him, they were all cast out of heaven, and a number of them lost their bodies, and a number of them, because they are spirit beings, they don't have bodies, they look for places of rest. That's where they either find it in the waters, they either find it in animals, they either find it in viruses, they either find it in willing human vessels, or those that have opened up themselves to the demonic realm, and they are possessed by devils and by demons. So what we see is that demons and devils are in the second heavens. And in this second heavens, it is not the physical world, it is a spiritual world. And if we are to understand it, it is not so far away as we think of distance, but the spiritual world coexists with our physical world. That means that you could be in the same room with angels, and we as believers are surrounded by angels. God has commanded his angels charge over us, and we have angelic presence. Whether we see it or we don't know it, that is next to us. And the Bible says, has he not created angels and sent angels as winds of fire, his messengers flames of fire? Are they not ministering spirits sent to those who will inherit salvation? So angels, and that you can read in Hebrews chapter 1, I think towards the last verse, whether 14 or 16, where it says that angels are ministering spirits sent to those who will inherit salvation. So if you are saved, if you are born again, then you have ministering spirits who are angels that are sent to you. And you can also see it in Jesus. When Jesus was tempted, and after he had finished being tempted, the Bible said, and angels ministered to him. So the ministry of angels is something that is of the daily walk of a believer. And whether you know it or not, when you'll find yourself in an accident, it is those angels that were sent and who are taking charge over you that protect you. You remember when the disciples were blocking the children from coming to see Jesus, what did Jesus say? He said, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them. Don't you know that their angels are continually before the face of my Father? They continually see the face of my Father. That means that even these little children are assigned with angels, and these angels are they that carry our prayers, and they that also bring our answers back to us. And we can see that in the book of Daniel, where he, when he began to pray, that the answers were sent. But you see, the prince of Persia, who was a demonic prince that was over the region of Persia. And so in all of these areas, there are demonic princes that are instituted, that are over these areas. And so the second heavens is the realm of angels, is the realm of the demons, is the realm of the super spiritual. And thus there are so many spirits that are in the world. They are evil spirits, but they are also ministering spirits. They are angels, they are angelic spirits that God has sent to work with the believer and to help the believer. But you see, the demons are in opposition to the believers. And because the devil, which of his greatest strength is just his deception, he managed to deceive Adam. He took authority of Adam, and anyone who is in the earthly system, anyone who is in the first heavens, is under the control of the devil, especially when you're not a believer. And I'm still giving you the strata of, or rather the alignment of the heaven, so that you can understand the position or authority of the Son of God, of you being a son of God, so that you can know your place in spiritual warfare, you can be aware of your authority that you wield as a child of God. So I have painted the first heavens. If you're drawing, is the natural environment and the natural heavens that we see. And then the second heavens is the spiritual. And rather, this is the realm where the devil and his demons exist. And this is where they exercise their rulership. And then the third heavens is the heavens where God dwells in. And in where heaven dwells, there is a throne. There is the highest place, which is the throne of Christ, which is at the right hand of the Father. And then after that, there are 24 elders. So there are 24 thrones which are around the throne of God, and which there are 24 elders. And then and this one cry out to him, holy, holy, holy. Then around that, then we have the cadres, the archangels, who are the angels who are head of other angels, and these have different cadres. And we have various cadres of angels, and we have the seraphims, we have the cherubims, we have different cadres, and this worship the Lord, they cry out, holy and holy. Then we also have other creatures, which are living creatures, and which we have four, and the living creatures have four faces. They have the face of a man, the face of an eagle, the face of an ox, and the face of a lion. And these are, and then we also have, the living creatures, they also have wheels that have eyes, and this, they keep moving and moving in every direction. And this you can read from the book of Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 2, where he was by the river of Chebarba when the heavens were open and his eyes were open and he was able to see visions of God. So basically what I'm trying to paint in you for you a picture is that the third heavens is a realm of God, and where Christ is seated is at the highest place in the heavens of the third heavens. Now, the believer, the born-again believer, the one who has accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, is seated, the Bible says, because he died, we died with him. And because he was resurrected, we were resurrected with him. And because he ascended to the highest place in the heavens, we also ascended with him to the highest place in the heavens. So, and we are seated with him in heavenly places, at the right hand of the Father. We are in Christ. So what does that mean? In the heavens, the position of the believer is at the right hand of the Father, is in Christ. And that means that we are, as Christians, and those who have believed, and those who are aware of their authority, we are seated in the highest place in the heavens, far above all thrones, all powers, all dominions, all principalities, all forces, and all works of the devil. So the Christian must be aware of their positional authority, even though physically on the earth, they are in the first heavens, they are in the systems of this world. The systems of this world exercise control over them. Then they also have the demonic, the second heavens, where the devil and his demons try to control and influence the outcome of the first heavens. But the believer who is fully conscious of their position as a son of God and as sons of God in Christ, remember, our key definition is we are in Christ. So our lives are hidden in Christ and Christ is in God. Then you will be aware that your position as a believer is that you are in the highest place in the heavens, far above angels, far above principalities, far above powers, far above thrones, far above the devil, far above the systems of men, far above the works of the devil, far above the rulers, the economy. Your position in God is that you are in the highest place of the heavens. So when you are fully aware of that as a son of God, then that means you can exercise dominion. You can exercise authority. Then that means that the devil does not have any right to attack you. That means that today, then when you believe that and when you receive that, today is the last day that you will ever have a spiritual attack. Today will be the last day that you will ever be fearing of demons. You will ever be fearing of wizards. You will ever be fearing of witchcraft. You will ever be fearing of princes and principalities and authorities over the land. This is the last day that you will ever be fearful of them. Why? Because you know your place of authority. You know the place of rulership. You know the place that God has placed you. And that's why God say, the Hebrews, the writer asks, who is the son of man that you have made him a little lower than Elohim? Not angels, a little lower than God. So God just made us a little lower than him that we might have exercised dominion over everything that he has created. That's why the Bible says God was pleased to reconcile all things. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, that in him that he might have supremacy over all things. So when we are in Christ and when we know our place of authority in the heavens, in the highest place in the heavens, then that means that we can exercise our authority. Authority, our God-given authority. And that is why you have power to rebuke the devil. The God tells us that resist the devil, submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee. So the devil has to run away from you, especially when you know who you are, when you know your position in Christ, when you know what Christ has done, and this is because of the obedience of Jesus Christ. This is not even concerned with your obedience, because anything that you think that you can do according to your own power is filthy rags before God. But this is based on the finished works of Christ on the cross. The full obedience of Jesus is enough to position you in the highest place in the heavens, far above the devil, far above the second heavens, far above angels, far above living creatures, far above the 24 elders, far above the kingdoms of men, far above the princes of men, far above the presidents, far above the United Nations, far above the wealthiest men on the earth, far above Bill Gates or Elon Musk. You are positioned far above. And that is the deepest truth that every son of God must know and be aware of. And when you know it, all you just need to do is to operate how Jesus operated. How did Jesus operate as a son of God on the earth? This is how we men must operate as sons of God on the earth. Jesus' prayer was always full of thanksgiving. A son of God knows that God has already fought the war for him. All he needs to do is stay in faith and give thanks to God. And so from today, your prayer life changes. Your prayer life shifts from, Father, I need this. Father, I'm begging. Father, I'm crying for this. And your prayer life shifts to, Father, I thank you. For Jesus paid the full penalty for my sin. He paid the full price for my sickness. He paid the full price for my poverty. He paid the full price for my suffering. He paid the full price to overcome all works of the devil. He paid the full price to give me dominion and authority over the earth, over the heavens. And that is why the Bible tells us that whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. That means the keys of the kingdom of heaven are not in heaven, but they are on the earth. They are with the church. And Jesus said that on this rock, on the revelation that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And because he is the Son of God, he has paid the price that we also can become sons of God. And on this revelation, when you have this revelation, Jesus said that I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates of hell can never prevail. You know, gates are for defense. That means the devil actually is in a defensive state. He is not in an attacking state when you are aware that you are the Son of God. And that means the church has the power and the authority of being sons of God and can go into hell, can go into the devil's kingdom, and can go and rescue men from the kingdom of darkness and bring them into the kingdom of light. So the devil, and that is what Jesus did, he walked into hell, he overcame the devil by the power of his might, he rebuked him, he defeated him, and he dragged them, and he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them over the cross, and he disarmed them. This is Colossians 2, 14, 15. He disarmed them. That means to God and to the believer, the devil is disarmed. But to those who are not believers, they are under his control. They are under the manipulations of the devil. They are under the manipulations of darkness. They are under the manipulations of wickedness. And they are subject to witchcraft, they are subject to manipulation, they are subject to sorcery, they are subject to poverty, they are subject to attacks of the devil, they are subject to all controlling forces of darkness because they have not submitted, they don't have not come to the true source of power, they have not come to the true source of light, they have not come to the true source of revelation of who they are in the Christ. Now, I will give this analogy, which I have given before. For example, if you are a traffic policeman and you have been given authority by the president, by the authority by the state to operate as a traffic policeman, what the state gives you is that it gives you uniform and it gives you the whistle and you are able to go and control traffic. Now, the Christian is that traffic policeman who has been given authority by the kingdom of heaven and license, and this is what is called the liberty of the sons of God, the freedom of the sons of God to operate on the earth and to set the earth free. So the policeman or the traffic policeman that is aware of their responsibilities, when he stands, when he lifts up his hand, you will stop. When he gives direction for traffic, you will stop. But you will find there are many traffic policemen who do not put on their uniform, maybe on their day off, if they come across an accident, even though they might want to intervene or control traffic, they cannot because they don't have the authority. And the authority is conferred, is delegated by virtue of the uniform that they have been given by the state. So every believer who puts on this faith in the Son of God, faith in God, that they are clothed with righteousness, that they are the saints of God, that they are holy in God's eyes, that the full obedience of Jesus paid for their sins, then they have the authority to cast out devils. They have the power to heal the sick. They have the power to speak in new tongues. They have the power to raise the dead. They have the power to command bones to heal. They have the power to command ligaments to heal, bone to bone, joint to joint, ligament to ligament, marrow to marrow, flesh to flesh, blood to blood. And this is what Ezekiel was told. He was told, prophesy to this dry bones and speak life, command the breath of heaven to come forth. And so as a son of God, your authority is in your words to prophesy. But more importantly, your job, like Jesus did, was to see what the Father is doing and to do it. So even though we've been given the authority, you're not just now not going to start commanding cars to appear or money to appear. You're not just to start commanding women to be your wives or someone's wife to collapse or something like that. That is not the authority that you've been given. The authority that you're given is to do good. And the authority that you're given is to see what the Father is doing, and as you spend intimate times with the Father, then you will know his heart. And Jesus said, I can do nothing apart from what I see my Father does. So when God's hand is on someone, then you step in and you command the bones to stand up. When God starts to move and work the work of healing in the heart of someone, in the giving the person faith for healing, then you agree with that person, you agree with that faith, and the person is healed. So the authority, and God expects us to exercise the authority. So the state does not expect, the traffic policeman should not expect that the president will come and control traffic. So there are things that God expects us to refuse and to resist based on his word. The license that we are given, how do we know the heart and the expectation of God is that we read the Bible. So when you read the Bible, I am the Lord your God who heals all your diseases, then it is you to take that word, meditate on it until that word becomes alive and gives life and takes on flesh. And that word becomes real in your life, and you are able to receive that healing in your body. And by faith, you receive the healing and you speak it. So your speaking is not out of the blues. Your speaking has to be on the basis of the word of God. And remember, the word of God is his bond. God says that his word does not go out to him empty and come back to him void, without fulfilling and accomplishing what he sent it to do. So God is always watching his word to see that it is fulfilled. Has he said that no one shall lack a mate? Then that means if you desire marriage, none that desire a mate shall lack. So if you desire marriage, then you shall not miss it. You shall not lack, because God has said it in his word. It is his word. If you're going through poverty, then the Bible says, he that was rich became poor that we might become rich. So God has given us all wealth. He's given us all authority. He's given us all dominion over everything. So that means that the silver and gold belong to him. The cattle on 1,000 hills are his. In fact, he told the Israelites, the land is mine. So if you're going through a land issue, all you can declare is this land belongs to God. And no man has the authority to take it, especially illegally. And if you bought it, and you went through every legal process, then you can declare God's word that the land belongs to God. And that's why God was very concerned with the Israelites, and he was telling them no one should sell the land, because the land is his. Everything belongs to God. And all that belongs to him, all he asks for us is that we may give him 10% of everything that he has given us. Thus, as a token of appreciation, as a token of our faith that we are stewards of God's resources. And that is why it is wrong for us to eat everything that God has given us. In everything that God has given us, the Bible tells us he gives bread to the eater and seed to the sower. So every resource that we've been given, there is bread for our eating, for our enjoyment, and there is seed. And that seed is what you give to God. That seed is what you give to the work of God. That seed is what you give to others to meet their needs. And that seed is what guarantees your harvest, that you shall eat again. And in that eating again, you shall also have both bread and seed again. So seeding, sowing, and harvesting are perpetual mysteries and perpetual principles of the kingdom of God. Please know your authority as the sons of God. Now, I just want you to balance it. What if you're going through a sickness at the moment, or you're going through a time of heartache, a time of joblessness, or an attack at this moment that you, and yet you are in this faith in God. Now, when that happens, the balance is this, is that the devil had to ask for permission from God to inflict whatever he has brought to you. And this you can see in the life of Job. Job, the devil had to go and ask God, but have you not surrounded him? Have you not shielded him? Allow me to do this to him. And God says, okay, do it. I know my son. My son is steadfast. So when you're going through some challenges that maybe you're going through now, know that God has allowed the enemy to test you. And God has said, you will never be tested or be tempted beyond what you can bear. So God knows that you have the ability and you have the capacity in you to stand that test and to overcome it. And so rejoice when you face trials and temptations of the many kinds, because then you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So God is after our maturity. God wants mature sons. That's why he will allow certain things to come to us, but it is just out of necessity that he has chosen that we may grow. So rejoice when you face trials and sufferings and pains and sicknesses. But know that it is because your father has allowed it, not because you are in fear of devils, not because that you are in fear of wicked attacks, not because that you are in fear of mental issues, you are in fear of disease conditions, of diabetes. No. But because when you know your place of authority, then you know that what the Father has done, then you walk in what we call the glorious liberty of the sons of God. I know this word has comfort and power. Listen to it again. Meditate on it. And if you have not given your life to Jesus, today is the day of salvation. Surrender and submit yourselves to God. This is a blessed day. May your name day be blessed. I have said in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Shalom, and we meet again today. Bye.